So this is Natalie Moore from Autodesk, and she's going to talk today about how to scale account-based marketing or account-based strategies, however you guys flavor it at your company. So let Natalie lead the way. Thank you.
Cool. Thanks, you guys. Thanks for being here. Last class. And the bonus by being in this room is you're next to the luggage room right behind this wall that is full of thousands of bags. But it's great to be here with all you guys. My name is Natalie Moore with Autodesk. I'm an account-based marketing manager at Autodesk. I've been there for 4 years, started in channel marketing. Autodesk is a great, great company. No other company like it in the world. We have over 10,000 employees and global offices around the world and technology centers. And our next technology center is going to be focused on generative design in Chicago. We're a software company that is really focused on sustainable design initiatives and forward-thinking business practices. Who in here is familiar with Autodesk and what we do? All right, good. A handful of you guys. So some of you that aren't, darn thing. A little more about Autodesk. So at Autodesk, we make software for people who design and make things, like your car, your house, your city, and even last night's creepy alien phone. But that's just for starters. We make software that talks to robots, 3D prints fashion, and even folds DNA. See, at Autodesk, we have three main product industry verticals: architecture, engineering and construction, product design and manufacturing, and media and entertainment. Within those three verticals, we have 200 different design and software solutions that support how we design, how we make, how we manufacture, and how we build in a 3D design environment. See, at Autodesk, we make software so our customers can make anything. So I know you're thinking, you guys have all this different software, 200 different solutions, service all these industries. As a marketer, I target thousands of different job titles and hundreds of different industry personas. How did you scale a global ABM program? I'll get to that. But first, I want to share with you guys a little more about our journey and how we got to where we are today. It started back in 2007 to 2015. We were sort of doing ABM. We had customer success teams, and these were really high-touch marketers. They would work with our sales teams, and they were targeting really large accounts, doing one-to-one marketing and direct mail programs and really high-touch programs. And what's interesting is these customer success team marketers and those accounts they were targeting are now part of our named accounts program. Then you move around to 2016, and that's when the term ABM really started coming around. And we started piloting more and more account-based marketing programs, and we started seeing great results. Then in 2017, that was a very big milestone year at Autodesk. We had three major milestone events. The first, we were going through a business model transformation. So traditionally, we had sold our software as box perpetual license solutions where you buy it, you install it in your computer, and you own it. Now we are going to a subscription business model. The second milestone event is we had a changing of the guard. We had a new CEO take over in April of 2017, Andrew Anagnost. Then in November of 2017, Andrew made his first major reorg. And this touched every team at Autodesk. But what came out of this reorg is he was creating new account-based sales and marketing teams. Then you move forward to 2018. February of 2018, I was here. I was at the same conference. I was 2 weeks into my role, and we were just starting our ABM program. I met tons of vendors, a lot of great vendors here. I went to all the classes, and a lot of people shared the what about ABM. But what I loved learning was the how and how my peers were doing ABM. And that's what I want to share with you guys today about our people, about our processes at Autodesk, and how we scaled our program to 1 year later. Today, I'm back at this conference, and we're operationalizing it in 2019 to 10,000 accounts globally. So what's unique about Autodesk is when I was here a year ago, I was in a different position than most people in the room. See, our CEO had just announced this major reorg and that we were moving to an account-based marketing model. Now, he made this announcement not only internally at Autodesk, but to our shareholders on our financials earnings call, to Wall Street, to our board of directors. We had a lot of eyes on our program and the pressure was on. I came here and I felt so far behind, like we had so much to do, but I realized we were ahead of most people in the room because I had three things that most people didn't have. I had executive buy-in, dedicated budget, and we kind of had how our program and strategy, we were going to be aligned with sales and we were going to target an account list. And we kind of knew how our org was going to be. So how did we do it? Well, lots and lots of coffee, many, many, many meetings. I can't even tell you. And lots of hustle and energy. And to be honest, because we're all friends in this room, probably the wine helped at night too. So what is account-based sales and marketing? At Autodesk, we call it account-based sales and marketing because you need sales and you need marketing and you need tight collaboration between both groups for it to really work. Now, I know this is part of the sales summit. So if you're new to this whole ABM approach, you can think of it like this. You know, traditional demand generation is like fishing with the net. And you're putting your campaign out there and you're hoping you get maybe a couple fish that come in. But account-based sales and marketing, it's like hunting for the big fish. As a marketer, I'm working with my sales rep and we're hunting the big fish with a spear. And this is really the best way to bring in the large volume deals. See, there's two ways to do ABM. The first way is you listen to who's engaging with you and then you go after them. And you can use technology to do that and you can retarget lookalike audiences. And the second way to do ABM is you have a target account list. And this is the way we do account-based marketing at Autodesk. I have a target list of accounts. As an account-based marketing manager, last year I had 357 accounts. This year I have 411. That is all I care about, that account list. So how did we start? So in 2018, a year ago, these were our top goals as a team. The first, grow business in mid-market and named accounts and focus on account-based marketing. The second, establish, scale, and measure an effective account-based marketing program. Maximize contribution to sales and get a quick win. I'm sure we've all heard that. Actually, I feel like that was our first goal, get a quick win. But to do that, we needed to put together some steps to achieve those goals. The first is establish an account list. We had our named and mid-market accounts. The second, establish ABM teams. I had 33 to be hired on my team when I was here last year. The second, we needed internal core teams to put together that structure. The fourth, establish KPIs with sales. And then the fifth, we needed tech. Tech can really help us get that quick win. So that's kind of the what, but I'm going to deep dive into the how with Autodesk and how we did this. We have three global teams at Autodesk. I'm on the Americas team. We also have EMEA and Europe, and then we have Asia Pacific. This is our accounts that we have named mid-market, all territories. Total last year, it was 7,705. Next, after we knew those accounts, this is kind of how we came up with them, our account selection process. What's unique about Autodesk is our accounts on our target account list, they're already our customers. See, we took those people and we looked at our own data and looked at historical spend. We looked for that white space. We could tell by their seat count and how much they've been spending with us, what potential opportunity for growth is at that account. We also looked at the geography and the territory, the lay of the land. And then next, we thought of the relationships with the accounts. You know, we asked the sales reps, who do you want on your list based on what you know in your relationships? Then we asked our partners, you know, based on what they know and their relationships, who's a good target to be on the list? Next, the last, we took into consideration industry lists like the ENR 400, Engineering News Record. And they rank every year the top 400 construction accounts and other accounts in specific industries. And we took that into consideration too. Next, we needed to establish ABM teams. So we have three global teams at Autodesk. I'm on the Americas. There's 20 of us, 13 in EMEA, and then 16 in APAC. Each of us are focused on either named or mid-market accounts. So I'm focused on the mid-market account team. Next, we're broken up and we're focused on industries. So I focus on architecture, engineering, and construction, as you see in blue. In orange, you'll see product design and manufacturing. And then in the teal aqua color, that's media and entertainment. And I also put on their green, that would be people that are focused on all industry verticals. That person might be an events person on our team in the Americas. They support all of us with events. In APAC, you'll see more green people because they're more country aligned there. See, all of us are aligned with however our sales structure is set up in each geo. Next, this would be more of a deep dive into our team for North America that's focused on architecture, engineering, and construction. So I'm in blue. I'm aligned with our central region sales team. I support the regional manager, all of the sales reps, and the BDR on that team. The others on my team, green, teal, orange, and we each cover different regions. We also have a construction, and our team is growing, so I'm going to do a little plug. If you're interested in account-based marketing, come see me, and I'm happy to tell you more about our team, but we are growing. We also have a team manager and a program manager. Our program manager really runs and optimizes all of our web ads, marketing programs, and campaigns, and works with a lot of our vendors. So a lot of people have asked me, how do you work with sales? Like, you hear and hear, you need to work with sales, but this is how we do it. So we have one-to-one account therapy sessions with sales. And Desiree coined that over there, my colleague. And we call it account therapy because sales doesn't want to go to a pipeline review. You know, you don't want to intimidate them. It's like, come and vent to me as your marketer what your challenges are. And as a marketer, that's when I find out what your obstacles are and I come up with ideas for you. You wouldn't believe how easy it is when you're like, well, what's your challenge at that account? They have a new CIO and I need to build a relationship. And I'm like, I can help with that. I can help you open doors, accelerate conversations, and drive deals. Let's send them some chocolate-covered Oreos, and I'll do a handwritten note from you and say congratulations on your new role. And you know what? The CIO will respond with, that's a nice gesture, and that helps a lot. Next on my team, we also have dedicated support roles within other organizations that we work with that are ABM-focused. So on our campaign development team, there's an AEC ABM person. This is a team that's putting out the global programs. Someone sits on there that is ABM specific and will ask us, how can we help make this for your needs? I also work with, there's an ABSM communications person. So you guys all know if a corporate environment, you need to PR yourself. Well, this person helps us. There's a monthly newsletter. She will write up the story, put together the infographics, insert the pictures, and tell everyone about all the great work that you guys are doing. Next is data and analytics. So we have someone that's putting together the dashboards that our stakeholders really care about in Looker and really helping us with the measurement and the ROI of our campaigns. Next is marketing services. There's an ABM-specific person there in that team. And at an organization like mine, not everyone has keys to the kingdom. So our data is very secure. You would be working with the marketing services person for list segmentations and anything that has to do with our landing pages and ROI. Next would be an events person. So we have an ABM-supported events person that sits in our global teams to help us with executive briefings and really technology events and really high-touch tactics for executives. So step three in getting there is we needed to establish a core team. See, when we did this reorg, we had one quarter before we had to launch. So we put together leadership mix on the sales and marketing side. This team really thought about the foundation of our core team, how we would intersect within the company at Autodesk. They were responsible for change management, metrics and reporting and everything. See, when you move to an ABM program, you need to think about things like the architecture of your sales force. For years and years and years, it was built for marketing qualified leads. That kind of needed to be re-architectured to support our program's needs. And this was the team that really put it together and the change management from the top down. We had everyone from both sides of the house sitting in on this core team to make sure we were set up for success. Step four, we needed to establish shared KPIs with sales. So when you're going with sales and you're introducing this new ABM program to them, some of them were like, so what can you do? Can you get me some swag? I'm like, I can do way more than that. But when I shared with them, you know, I have a vested interest in you succeeding. I carry a number. As a marketer, I carry a number and my KPIs are similar to your KPIs. Now, this is our last step, but I feel like it was number one because from day one in the subject line, it's like, get a quick win. And as we were starting a year ago, this is where we were. It was sail the ship while you're building it, build the plane while you're flying it. But we had 33 to be hired on our team. We knew what our organization alignment would be. We knew what our target list would be in our segmentation, but we hadn't done any account planning with sales. We hadn't had any of our accounts prioritized. Then we needed account insights, which we didn't have. We had data and silos all over the company, but we needed to go pull all that together. Then we needed to do programmatic execution. So we kind of started with just territory campaigns that were already in market and kind of looked to reform them for ABM and our needs, and then would A-B test them. Last was we had high-touch execution. So we didn't have any vendors in place. A couple were using different ones throughout the company, but we just started trying stuff and would test it. And that's what I encourage you to do. And what was so awesome is I had the management supporting me. I would come to my boss and be like, with a crazy idea, and he would just be like, sure, let's do it. So what about our MarTech stack? So this is by no way a representation of our full MarTech stack at Autodesk. We have many, many tools available to us, but this is kind of tools we already had access to and which ones we were using for ABM. So as you can see, there's a lot of white space there. So we started piloting a lot of tools. Lots of different areas that we needed help with. But you can see there's one tool with a lot of overlap. And that's Follows. So that was one of the tools and one of the vendors we met last year here at this conference that we started piloting for our ABM needs. And it was awesome. So it helped us when the BDR and sales, because at Autodesk, it's about a sales and marketing ABSM program. So sales can use the tool as well as marketers. It also helped us in the category of web and content, and then also ABM automation and engagements and sales insights. So next I want to share with you guys a little more about Follows and how it really fit our needs for our program. There was four key areas that I really loved about this tool. Is it was both for our sales and marketing. It offered self-service content for sales, as well as scalable personalization. As you know, our program is huge. We have 7,000 accounts, tons of different industries we were talking to, 50 ABMers, and hundreds of sellers around the world, and as well as closed-loop reporting. So this is a little about Follows and how it works. Who in here is familiar with the tool? Okay, good. So for those of you that aren't, it has it kind of works like Pinterest, but it offers self-service content for our sales. So there's a Microsoft Outlook plugin where they can insert links directly from Outlook into the emails that they're already sending out to people they're talking to. A scalable personalization is it offers custom content where you can put the right message at the right time in front of your customer. It also has closed loop reporting. And this is one of my favorite, is it's real-time analytics and results that your sales reps can see. So no longer as a marketer am I going, pulling data, and throwing over the fence to sales. They can see who's engaging with their email, who's engaging with their content, so they can prioritize follow-up. And the last is sales follow-up. So they can look at the results in the analytics, and they can go ahead and prioritize, and I can have the leads routed directly to them. So let's take a little more of how this is a sales and marketing tool. So this is what a typical follows board looks like a typical landing page. As you can see at the top right is the Autodesk logo. You can customize it to your company color scheme and branded colors. The content is really easy to create a story. A lot of my sellers need to tell a different story to different accounts. So what I like about follows is I can kind of pin content because I might have something over on YouTube. There might be something on our Autodesk Knowledge Network, as well as a customer success story. And I can take all of that and curate a personalized story for that account. I also love at the top, there's an option to auto-code it to be your rep's seller card. So it'll have their picture, their contact information, their LinkedIn for the customer follow-up. So here's a little more of our challenges and how follows really fit our needs. I had a rep that was sending an email for an executive briefing, and he would put in there all these links to, you know, a C-level saying, well, here's a link to our technology center, and here's a link to the Future Making Things video, and I attached agenda. And as a marketer, I'm like, don't do that. Let me help you. So here's what I suggested. I talked to him to follows, and this is how easy it is for our sales rep to use, is you craft it like a normal email. I used Andy in this example. You know, I'd like to invite you to attend our executive briefing. Well, you just highlight it, click your, add the link, click the board you want to insert there, and it makes a hyperlink. A lot better customer experience. And this is the board I created for the rep. So I had to change the company logo because legal won't let me send anyone we're working with. So this is a fake company, but you get the idea of how it worked. WXYZ Architects, you know, you're invited to this executive briefing. It had the rep contact card at the top, an RSVP that I could easily code so that the RSVPs went directly to the rep. So the rep could see which executives were engaged with the board, who RSVP'd, and he could live know who to follow up with and who hadn't even opened his email. Here's another way we've used it. This was from our design and manufacturing team. So they went to an event similar like this, and we're, you know, as a vendor trying to bring some key people out to dinner one night. So they sent the board as an invite, and as you can see, had a successful turnout at the event. But you could really easily share this also with your BDRs for territory follow-up. Next is scalable personalization. So these are our challenges for Autodesk, of course, to scale everything and personalize it with a global program and many, many industries and lots of products. It's really easy for a marketer to create a board. Working at a big company, yes, we have lots of support, but sometimes it takes longer to get things done. You know, you have to go through a lot of people. And this is really easy for a marketer to put together a curated story. Also, everything is auto-coded so that the rep's name and seller information is, when he sends that board out, it's always his picture on it and his title on the board. So here's how easy and simple it is to use. On the left-hand side of the pane, you have your header, your colors, your branding scheme. You type it in, and then on the right-hand side, you can see live your changes. You don't need to save and then jump over to another screen and then refresh and another tab. It's just all live right there. So here is another way we're using it. Our named accounts team and our manufacturing division, they use it as a personalized content hub for some of our named accounts. So you know ABM is all about personalization to the customer and creating a good experience with your brand. So they put the customer logo on the top. They add the customer name into the text and they add it into the tab titles. And then they're always the account name is welcomed in the greeting. So they're using this to create more awareness about different solutions available to this customer as a content hub. Another way we use it with scalable personalization is we can regionally localize this. So one of my colleagues, Juan, he in the Latin America needs to do everything in Spanish and Portuguese. So, you know, here's an example of a board he did for retail in Spanish. So we've also used it in direct mail campaigns. So this is a campaign that I ran. We sent, our product is called Vault, and Vault is a way to secure your data and storage solutions. So we sent vaults to our customers and keys to our customers, and they had to go find each other and open up the vault. And when they opened up the vault, there was a puzzle, and the puzzle led them to a follows board. So what was great about using this for direct mail is I set up different URLs and personalized URLs for each puzzle, but I knew which customer and when they arrived to the board, and my rep and BDR could see that live results for easy follow-up. What's interesting fact is the agency I was working with offered to build me a same type of board with real-time analytics to our BDR and sales rep, and they wanted an outrageous number. I was like, I can actually do that myself in about 30 minutes. So real-time results for sales and marketing. So our challenge being in our organization, and as maybe my fellow marketers in the room can understand, is how many of you have gone over and you've pulled a list of data and then you give it to sales and you're like, hey, did you follow up on that? So with follows, they can see real-time results in their Microsoft Outlook. I'm not asking them to go to another platform and log in someplace else in another tool. It's in the tool they're already using. They can see who's opening their emails, who's clicking it, who's viewing content, and prioritize their follow-up. So this is kind of how it looks like on the right-hand side of the screen. So I used, to protect our customer data, I used Justin Harvey. He's at follows, but you can see Justin H. It's kind of probably really hard to see. And then you can see follows. So you also see the contact name and the company name. You can see that he joined the board and is looking at content for the executive briefing. So here's how marketing uses follows. You can go into the back end because we like a little more detail than our sales reps, because I like to know what content are they looking at? What content's performing the best? How long are they on that content? How many times did they go back to the board? So you can see here, John Zori, I'm using one of my sales reps to protect customer information, but he went to the board and he viewed all the content. And he went to the board two different times. For a sales rep to look at that at the customer level is key. It's priceless. That saves them so much time. But for me, it's awesome because I know which one of my sales reps is sending or is viewing everything I'm sending them. So this is an example of our global field promotion. I put together a board. We do a quarterly promo, but I put together all our assets for customer FAQs, and I send it to my sales reps. So this was one of the first things that my sales reps used follows for, and one of them sent it out to about 35 customers that fit for this promo, and he saw two that were engaged right away. They were looking at the FAQs. They were going back to the board, and he called them up, and he's like, I would have never have called that guy, but I called him. I could tell he was interested. He was looking at content, and it ended up moving the deal 5 months forward. So that right there was awesome because he goes, you know, before follows, I would have started at A. I would have gone down the list to Z, and maybe at B or C, my phone would have rang or an email would have come through, and I'd try to go back to it, but I don't know if I would have hit that guy. And that was the old way of my sales, you know, prospecting and following up. This is how they do it now. So follows, you know, it really fit our need at Autodesk with where we were and scaling our program and supporting so many different industries. It was for sales and marketing. self-service content for sales, scalable personalization, and closed-loop reporting. What I also like about it is it works with the other technology that we have in our stack, Salesforce, Outlook, Marketo, and then Looker. And before I move into where we are now, maybe the guys that follows can give a wave in the room in case you have any questions after this. Where's my follows, folks? There they are. All right. If you guys want to know more about follows, they're in the room. But where are we now? So we've grown our program to over 10,000 accounts. Within 1 year, now our account selection process, we're using AI to find the right accounts. And we're also piloting, you know, more of an ABSM everything approach. We're listening with intent, layering that on top of our target account list, and doing ABM pilots with more intent data only. So ideas to help you get started. So I think executive buy-in is definitely key to your ABM program. And I encourage you all to just start. I mean, a year ago, no one on my team was here, and we still had budget. We still had to execute. Our stakeholders didn't say, okay, start once you get your full team. I mean, just go for it. And then pick a path on how you want to do ABM. You know, you can listen and target that way, or you can have a target account list. There's no right or wrong way to do ABM. You do you. We're all from different size organizations. We all have different size marketing teams and budgets, and I get that. I've been a one-man band marketer. I've done everything, but you can do it too. And then really align with sales, because that's key. You know, some of my sellers are more engaged than others, and that's okay. Pick the ones that are most engaged and start with them first. And select the right accounts. You need to make sure you're really going after the right accounts. You know, go through the process and exercises of your potential growth and white space with that account. Next is vendor support. You know, I talked to a lot of vendors last year, and if they didn't work with our needs, that's okay. There's others that will. Find a vendor that works for your style. Emotional connection. So I've run a lot of campaigns, and so have my colleagues. And it kind of goes with the theme of this conference, which is that human touch. You know, be human when you're marketing to them, and really make that emotional connection. And then last is just test and optimize. Like, we tested lots of things, and we learned lessons, and we learned what works. And we tested vendors, but keep testing, keep optimizing. And thanks, you guys. Any questions?